and welcome to International Report. India's highest court has extended by 1 month the deadline for the government to hunt down illegal immigrants in the state of Assam, bordering Bangladesh. The order came as a reprieve for millions of people, mostly Muslims, who risk losing their citizenship. 100,000 of them have already been designated as illegal immigrants in Assam. Entire families have split as police randomly herded hundreds into high-security detention centers described as hellish by rights organizations. Vikram Roy has this report.
A year ago, the names of 4 million people were missing from a draft National Citizen Registry, or NRC, when 32 million people submitted documents to prove their citizenship in Assam. Rights activist Colin Gonzalez is fighting cases for some of those declared illegal immigrants in the state.
Let's assume that out of 4 million, there are 2 million who are illegal migrants. Let's say 1 million who's an illegal migrant. What are you going to do with him? Are you going to put them into a jail for the rest of their lives? Can't push them across to Bangladesh, can you? So the government knows, everybody knows, judges know, you can't push them back. They've been here 20 years, 30 years, they married, they have children, and you can't push them back. So why are you doing such a foolish exercise of identifying people when you've allowed them to come in for 40 years and they've settled down in India?
Opposition parties accuse India's right-wing government of using the court-monitored exercise to target minority Muslims. Author Farah Naqvi is among those who also say the citizens registry is intended only to please the majority Hindu community.
This incendiary political language of termites, infiltrators, is clearly targeted at Muslims. Let's not delude ourselves about that. We have to be blind to not see the links between that language and what is happening with the lynch mobs on the street. The Prime Minister and the Home Minister are making it very clear categorically that from 2014 to 19, that Hindu Bangladeshis are refugees, they are not termites, and they will be given a home. The devil does lie in the detail. The manner in which the NRC is rolling out, people's lives are being held hostage to these foreigner tribunals, which are being manned by lawyers.
And others such as Sanjay Hazarika of the Independent Commonwealth Human Rights Initiative warned the exercise could blow up on the government's face.
Process has been controversial from the word go. Not just controversial or mired in controversy, but it's been really problematic in terms of trying to get a clear, clean list. Because there have been so many cases of people who have been erroneously kept out or otherwise kept out. And there have been many cases where this should not have happened. And my own view is that even if a single Indian is off the list, then it calls into question the entire process.
Residents of Assam must produce documents to prove they lived in India before 1971. That was the year when thousands of people fled Muslim-majority Bangladesh during its India-led war of independence from Pakistan. Rajat Sethi is a government advisor in Manipur, a state adjoining Assam.
NRC so far has been an exercise monitored by the Supreme Court. It has been one of the most secular exercises. Had there been any questions, the court was free and open to discuss all the nuances of it. 4 million people who've been identified and kept out of the NRC, 11%. Of both the Muslim population and the Hindu population proportionately have been kept out. If you look at the number of Muslim population that is there, that has come in from Bangladesh, is definitely far more exceeding than the Hindu population. So the 11% of Muslim might sound as a big number, but when you compare it with the in proportionate sense, it does make sense.
Or so says Rajat Sethi, but so far no Hindu has complained. And while groups such as Amnesty International raise concerns of rights violation, a clutch of lawyers such as Aishwarya Bharti recently united to back the government, which has denied any bias.
Today the world is grappling with the actions of refugees and the developed countries are also grappling with it. Ultimately, it is for the nations to decide that it's their resources. So the resources get divided into people who are not citizens. Now all countries have a system of giving asylum to maybe individuals. But as a country, we need to take that call. Do we have enough resources to give asylum to how many people? And this kind of refugee problem also completely changed the demographic and dynamics of the local population.
Security has been tightened in Assam ahead of the August 31st deadline. But men and women are regularly picked up and sent to gigantic detention centers. Rights activists allege living conditions in the facilities are no better than Soviet forced labor camps of World War II. Now the government says it will launch a nationwide hunt for illegal immigrants. For RFI, this is Vikram Roy reporting from New Delhi.